Hello, welcome to week one of the Dream Ignition program. John C. Maxwell says, "A dream is an inspiring picture of the future that energizes your mind, will, and emotions, empowering you to do everything you can to achieve it." Over the next 6 weeks, we are going to see our dreams ignited and use our energized mind, will, and emotions to propel us into action. Why dream? As we dream, we align ourselves more with the various assignments Father God has planned for us. God has designed each of us with a unique purpose and has placed longings and desires in our heart for that purpose. These longings and desires can also be called dreams. When we pursue our God-given dreams, we experience what it really means to live life to the full. When we are living our dreams, we feel God's presence and favour on us, and we hear, see, and feel more of heaven's atmosphere around us. To illustrate this, I would like you to join me in the following activation. In a moment, turn off the audio and think of a time in your life when you experienced a dream fulfilled. When you have thought of that time, write down on a piece of paper how you felt, what you thought, how it affected others around you. Turn the audio off now and make your list. Welcome back. The dream I thought of was when I got married. I felt excited, full of joy and thankfulness, very beautiful. I felt fully alive. I felt deeply loved. I felt more full of hope about other people seeing long-term dreams fulfilled than I ever had before. Those around me were full of joy and excitement, and there was great celebration. I expect you had similar words and could add more to my list. As we think about these words, we can see that they describe heaven. Heaven is full of joy, life, love, hope, celebration, and the list goes on. Dreams fulfilled establish heaven's atmosphere on earth. There will be several different types of people listening to this audio. You may be someone who says, "Yes, I have a dream or dreams. I've seen some fulfilled, but I want to see more." As you do the next activation, you are going to dream more and on a much larger scale than you have previously. Some of you listening find dreaming challenging. You are going to experience a release and permission to dream that you have never known before. There are no right or wrong dreams. This is about you connecting with those desires that God has put on your heart. This is a time to have fun and engage your God-given imagination. In a moment, we're going to begin writing our dreams down. But before that, I want us to remember our identity, because our ability to dream flows from knowing who we are and who our dad is. I am just going to read out some of the attributes of the Father who has made you to be a dreamer. Shut your eyes as you listen. Before the foundation of the world, he was dreaming about you. He is good, and his plans are to prosper you in every area of your life. He is overflowing with resources. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills, and his streets are paved with gold. He is overflowing with hope about you and your dreams. He can heal every sickness and disease. He does the impossible, and so do you. He is the creator, and you are full of his creativity. He is joy, and you are his joy and delight. I hope you're enjoying his presence and feel ready to dream from heaven's perspective. Our second activation today is to start dreaming about who you want to become. Grab a sheet of paper and write down the following words: physical, financial, emotional, spiritual, legacy. We are going to use each of these categories to help us dream about the person we want to become. These are your self-development dreams. To provide examples, we will look at the categories together. Physical. These are your dreams concerning health, fitness, diet. An example of a dream might be that you would like to run a marathon. Financial. These are your dreams about how you want to steward your money. Your dream might be to come out of debt, or to give away a certain amount of money every month, or to help people in financial crisis. Emotional. These are your dreams about emotional health and freedom. It might be that you want to become free of a certain anxiety. It might be that you want to be known for a certain attribute like peace or joy. Spiritual. These are your dreams about your relationship with God. Your dream might be to hear his voice more clearly in this season, or to see a certain sickness healed when you pray for it. Legacy. These are your dreams about what you want to pass on to future generations. You may want to set up a trust fund for your grandchildren. Okay, are we ready to dream? Remember, ignore any thoughts that are critical or present obstacles to you as you dream. You are partnering with God, who loves problems and impossibilities. He will have countless solutions for you at the right time about how to overcome these. It's time to turn off the audio, find a place where you connect best with Father God, and begin dreaming. Give yourself at least 15 minutes for this. Welcome back. I hope you're excited and full of hope about the dreams that you have written down. During this coming week, please make another list of dreams using the same categories, but this time think about things you would like to do and things you would like to have. This is the end of the first Dream Ignition session. Next week, we will learn how to choose a dream to activate. Have a great week.